Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 14th, 2014. Those of you that were tuned in on Monday and Tuesday, I'm sure are back to hear the conclusion of my one-hour taped conversation with Farzad. He was a radical Muslim, grew up in Iran, had an encounter with Jesus, surrendered to the Father, was persecuted and tortured and jailed for a few years, and we left off yesterday where he was describing his prison experience, being told he was on death row, soon to be executed. But as always, God's in control. And so I'll back up the story just a little to set the stage for today's sharing, with Farzad discussing the importance of praying for a specific town or Muslim city, why not to pray for the elimination of persecution, and to hear some of his own prayer requests. If you missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, please log on to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and head over to our archived programs page to hear the entirety of his testimony and the unique work God has called him to do. greatnewsradio.org. Click on our archived programs link. Here's Farzad.
I believe, Mark, if you allow me, I'd like to point to the gospel. I want you, the listener, if they get a chance to read the verses from the Psalms 18. This is, I believe, what happened, Mark, and I strongly believe it, and all my life I know this. This is what happened. If you read Psalms 18 from the 5 to 10, or 9, 5 to 9, please. Would you do that for me, please?
And this is from the NIV, the New International Version. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death comforted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky.
It is so wonderful, Mark. The reality is, Mark, this is what happened. I cried to the God, and my mighty God, which is still the same God, he turned and then eternally said, he bent the sky. He bent the sky for Farzad. He bent the sky for me. You have to understand, it's the same God we believe in. He says the whole earth started under the trembling because the God was so angry. Somebody touching his son. Somebody touching his daughter. This is a God we believe in. This God hasn't changed, Mark. We have to realize who we believe in. We only preach the gospel. We preach that Jesus, he went on a dead cross. He went like a lamb. But he went on like a lamb because of me and you. But he hasn't changed. He's the same God. Look at him, how angry he gets. He's prepared to bend the sky. He's prepared to destroy the mountain. He said the fire coming off his nostrils for one person. For one person. Mark is still, he's able, he's willing to do the same thing for me, for you, for my dear family that is there listening outside. For each one of us, he will still do the same thing. If we honor him, we stand for him, because he's a passionate God. God has got so much passion for me and you. And the only thing he's asking from us, be passionate about me. Don't be loose, don't be watery. Be passionate about me. Present me the same way I am. I'm a lion of the Judah. I'm a holy one. I'm a king of the king. Present me the same way I am. Treat me the same way. Stand in front of me like a son who understands who is his father. And that God will change. It will change the government for you. For one man, it will change the government. It will change the constitution. It turned all of this big politician around to just save one son, one daughter. And that was it. I didn't know what's happening, Mark, but I know it, who I believe in. On Friday, I was supposed to be executed. And Thursday, 4:30 in the morning, they come and knocked my cell. Get ready. I said, why, what's happening? They said, you are free. And you have to realize when we say free in a jail, that's when you are free. They're going to shoot you and you're free. You go up there. I said to him, well, my term is tomorrow. It's not today. He said, no, come on. They called me out. Two soldiers in the front, two soldiers in the back. I was in the middle. And from prison, then is a right, is a corridor. When you go to the corridor, on the end of the corridor, which on right, you go to execution yard. You go to the left, you go to the offices. And these two first soldiers, they went to the left. I said, excuse me, it's on the right. They said, no, you are free. They let me out, Mark. They let me out. Around 40 minutes later, I was in the street. And I went straight back home. Around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I got home. And I see my family, and I left to go and see other friends. And the time I was outside, they sent the Revolutionary Guard, which is a religious guard, to kill me in my house. And after that, basically become a practice of the Iranian government. We give 14 martyrs to the church in Iran. Our pastor, our bishop of the Assembly of God in Iran got killed. They called them in. They asked them if they know they stand by the faith. They let them go. And 2 hours later, we find the body in the street, and the government say, well, we don't know. However, Mark, that didn't stop the people coming to the Lord. That didn't stop the church grow. The church grew through the persecution more and more and more. Now in Iran, right now, this time we're talking, we have 2,000 believers in a prison. We have a pastors in prison. We have a families. We have a children, 14, 15 years old children, because they believe in Jesus, they are in the prison. I'll go to different country, Mark. I've been in Syria recently. I've been in Iraq. I've been in Kurdistan. I've been in Afghanistan. I've been to the places, the church. We can't celebrate like you freely. We go and hiding in some stable. We hide in the parks. We hide in the disused underground stations. And we worship a God. And when we talk to him, then I tell him that I'm going to these places. Before I come, I've been in one of these underground churches. I said, well, I'm going to the America. Do you want me to tell them anything? They said, yes, please tell them we are praying for you guys. Mm-hmm. Our church in Middle East, our persecuted church, we're praying for you guys in the West. We're praying and we know you have a heavy fight on your hands. Being a Christian in Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq and Kurdistan and China and Korea is not difficult. Because we know who we're fighting with. We don't have any other choice. Either you are a Christian or you are not. You are alive or you are not. It's no middle ground. And we see the enemy, Mark. We see it face in face. We know who we're fighting with. And only person we can rely, because we lose everything, Mark. I lose my brother, I lose my family, I lose everything. The only person I can rely is the first Jesus, the second is my brother and sister in the cross. We put back and back and fighting to this enemy. But you guys, you have a heavier and much harder fight on your hands. In English, we say, I take my hat off in front of you. You're fighting with the enemy you don't see. You're fighting with somebody that is so deceiver. It comes from different direction. Different ways coming to the church, is coming to your family. Being a Christian in the West, being a Christian in America is so difficult. You need that power. You need that book. You need the Bible to be with it every day. You need to go back to the Father and get hugged and get filled up every single day to understand where you stand and who you're fighting with. My brother and sister, is no gray area. Either you're black or you're white. Or are you fighting? You're fighting or you're surrounded. And this war, it doesn't take a prisoner. It's not a comfort war. You have to stand for the God. Some people, they tell me, Farzad, you are too fanatic. Even some of the Christian friends. Yes, I am fanatic for the Jesus. Because he was fanatic for me. He was so fanatic, he gave his life on a death cross. But it's a different, Mark, it's a different. My fanatism bring a life to the people, bring a love of the God to the people. Those fanatism, they bring a death to the people. I love to be a fanatic. I want you, Christian, to be a fanatic. Don't be the watered down for a Christian. Because the other people, they see you. One of the main reasons we have that with the Muslim world, they don't come to the Christ or they don't suddenly change because they see us as a Christian. With all of this wonderful news we're telling them, we're still watered down. We're still not fanatic about this love of the God. And one thing I want to finish it with, Mark. I want you to not look at this. I mean, I'm so grateful to you and to this news network you have and because you give a good news out. One thing I want you to understand, don't listen to this newspaper and the magazines outside there, which all give you the bad news. so many people in Muslim world, they come into the Lord. In my church, in my ministry, last year I had 400 people, they got baptized after going through the classes, after they've been to discipleship. Most of them, at least one third of them, they've been an ex-Taliban fighter from Afghanistan. That's our my main ministry. We have a churches in the places you can't even dream about it. We have a churches in Dubai, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, we have underground churches. We have a churches in Qatar, Afghanistan, all over the place. I'm sorry if you don't like this, but the truth is, the Islam is just huffing and puffing because he knows his end of it, but from inside is a hollow. So many people coming to the Lord. The only massive problem we have right now is we haven't got enough people to work with them, to disciple them. Now we have this privilege, the God sending all of these Muslims to the foreign country. They're sending them to the America. They're sending them to the Europe. Because some of us, we can't reach them in Afghanistan, Kurdistan, or other places. It's too far. God said, okay, you are my co-worker. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I will send it to Chicago. I will send it to outside your doorstep. I will send it to Detroit. I'll send it where you are. But be fanatic. Because, Mark, you have life of these people, blood of these people in your hand. Sometimes we talk to the Christian, we don't want to offend them. We don't want to hurt the feeling. My brother and sister, we are dying. As a Muslim, we are dying away from the God. And you got that life in your hand. Just go to tell them, Jesus loves you. Just one word. Jesus loves you. God loves you so much. He gave his son for you. Do not be worried if they get offended. I promise you, when they say you are zealous about your God, they are not getting offended. I promise you, you will see the fruit when you go to the Father. Do not worry then, if I don't know the culture, I don't know the Islam, I don't know this, then you don't need to know that. You just need to know who you believe, what's your faith stand on, and what you're representing. You're representing a life. Now, in the last 29 years, Mark, I go around and preaching a fatherhood of the God. I go to places other people, they don't have the ability to go. I go to homeless people, basically, officially I'm homeless. I sleep with homeless people, I go to soup kitchen, I go to the mountains where the fighters are, I go and preach the gospel, I go to the places where refugees are staying, I go anywhere I can to let them know the Father is searching for them, to let them know they can go back and knowing a God, the wonderful God as a Father. What is the most important thing is, Mark, I want to tell my dear friend, my dear brother and sister in the Great News Radio family, please go back. Go back and stand in his presence. Go back, let him to renew your relationship. Let him just hold you. Let him to, just kiss you. And let him to start the new beginning. Doesn't matter you are in the faith for 20, 30 years, God can bring that fire again, bring that honeymoon again in your life. And make a big fire to catch all of, not just this America, all over the world. May God bless you. I'm sorry I'm not a great preacher. This is not my job. I go around and talk about the gospel to the people. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Mark. God
bless you. Fazad, I want to, before we close out, because I'm going to extend this into a third day, and I wanted you to address three different areas before we close out. One is the importance of praying maybe for a specific town or community that we can maybe look at a map and pray for a specific Muslim community. So be mindful of that. And persecution. You said something interesting when you presented the other day. Don't pray that the persecution ceases, because God will work through the persecution. Amen. And then finally, how we can pray specifically for you in the days ahead. So prayer for a Muslim country, talk about that, talk about persecution, and then talk about how we can be praying for you in the days ahead.
May bless you, Mark. Mark, I believe as a Christian, we have to understand the biggest missile we have in our hand is a prayer. We should use our prayer power. And I believe we shouldn't just pray blindly. It's good to pray for Iran. It's good to pray for Afghanistan and all of these, Korea, China, and all of those as a general. But as an ex-army man, I believe we should have the sharpshooter. We should, as a Christian, to be a sharpshooter. And I believe the only reason I'm here, I've been saved today, because somebody prayed for my family. I know that. I believe somebody prayed for my town. I want you to, brother, sister, especially this age of technology, go on a Google, whatever, find a Google map, find one Muslim country, find a small city on that country and pick up one village, one area. Find out what language they speak. Find out what do they eat. Find out, you know, how many population they have. And every day, lay your hand on that map. God, please, bless this city, bless this village, bless this community. It doesn't take much more than to send that one Bible anonymously to the post office in a village in Afghanistan. And I promise you, that will bring fruit. One day when we go to the Father and at that wonderful feast, God will say, Mark, come here. This brother, this sister came to the Lord while you've been praying. They came to me because of you pray. They came to me because that Bible you sent to that village. God honor us. We should honor Him. God honor us and listen to us when we pray. And nothing I believe is much more pleasant to the God when we pray for the others. Mark, 1 week, I'm a father. I've got 3 children. I know when I have a feast, and if 2 of them on a dead table and 1 is missing, my heart is still not fully happy. I don't want to go to the Father when that amazing feast is there. And I see the empty chair and God said, well, you had opportunity to invite my son and you didn't do it. I'm not doing this because I think through this I go to the heaven. I know where I'm going. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to the Father with or without this. But because He's so wonderful, I want to tell everybody about Him. And now about the persecution, you ask me, Mark. Mark, we have told everybody, please do not pray for us to execution stop. Because through the persecution, through the problem, God strained us and pushed us forward to go forward and stand for the faith. Because we see the hand of the God in all of those trouble. What we need you to pray for it. We need you to pray for God's very man and the woman to stand, to be able to ready when the door is open, we can send them into the country to teach these people. Now we have 1,000 and 1,000,000 in Iran, Afghanistan, they're coming to the Lord. One of the biggest problems, as I said, Mark, we don't have enough people to go and teach them. But I want to ask you, please, we talk about the persecution, we know we're going through what we pay for it to come to the Lord. We know what the Lord paid for us to go to Him. But I want to ask you, please, my dear brother and sister, do not invite enemy to your house. Do not invite a devil to your house. You don't need to persecution to get closer to the God. You are in a persecuted country already as a Christian. It's harder to be a Christian in America than being anything else. Being a gay, lesbian, this. You can't even freely stand and preach the gospel anymore in Europe. I don't know about America. But please, do not let the invite enemy to your house. Don't bring these TVs and the internet and all of these silly things. And don't let them interfere in life because you have a massive fight. Stop the enemy to come with a deceiving face to your family and to your house. I got one thing I ask you. You have to understand now, all of these Muslims, they come into your country. You have 2 choices. Either you go and tell them about Jesus Christ and lead them to the Jesus Christ, or they come and tell your children and take your children into slavery of the Allah. That's your choice. Stand up. I know you're a patriot nation, but be patriot for the Jesus. And be patriot for your family. Go with the love and tell this Muslim about the love of the God. If you want your country to flourish, God bless you. Mark, as far as the pray for me and ministry is, we need you to pray for us. We have 2 different projects. At the moment in Aten, we have a center which we feeding and helping refugees. But our own main goal is to preach the gospel. And we have so many fruit through that ministry. We like to expand it. We want to expand it to the Turkey because there's a lot of refugees coming through the Iraq and Iran and the Kurdistan. They're coming through the Turkey to come to the Europe. That's one of the projects we have. And also, we try to start this motorbike evangelization. You know, we want to equip the people, at least a group of 4 or 5 with a motorbike, to go to the remote villages in Kurdistan, in Iraq, and the Turkey with the projector. They can show the Jesus film and preach the gospel. Because I believe coming after Christ is very soon, Mark. We haven't got much time. And the one of the reasons we see all of this movement, that God wants accelerating the amount of the people hearing the gospel. And we need you to be a part of this ministry and hold our hand in a prayer and the practical help, basically.
Is there a website or a phone number for more information?
Mark, they can, my dear brother and sister, they can go to 222ministries.org. And as you know, 222 stands for the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. That way you won't forget it.
So that's the number 222ministries.org. You can find out the unique work that God's doing through Farzad, through Dan, and what we've been talking about these past 3 days. Thank you, Farzad, for being available for the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And thank you for being faithful to the calling God's put on your heart. Thank you for receiving that message. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself in the unique way where there you were going to a church to terrorize it, to really tear it down, to destroy it. And God met you there through the Holy Spirit, brought you to the knees, that you got to engage with God the Father in that personal way, the way that you read about in the Bible, that you thought, what are these Christians thinking about that they can have a personal relationship with God? How dare they call this holy God Father? And yet you embrace him, and the Lord Jesus Christ now abides in you, and he's using you throughout the country and the world. So we as a Great News Radio listening family will be praying you up in the days ahead, and we'll encourage you all to stop by 222ministries.org. That's 222ministries.org. And if you go to our Great News Radio website page, we have some links there to make it really easy and convenient. So there's a lot of ways you can get involved. Stop by the website. They are looking for laborers, for volunteers to maybe do a short-term or long-term mission experience to help out in some of these camps. You can find out more information. Call the station if that's the easiest way, and we can connect you with the ministry. Funding is always a need. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. So they need laborers. They need the awareness through prayer and through your participation. But funding, and if you go by 222ministries.org, you can find out more. And then these two special projects that they have going on now. So be praying up Farzad in this unique ministry. And I'm sure we'll have him back to get some updates and to see how God is using him in the days ahead. So thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.